So you fucked her?
Yeah, basically.
Alright. Now, she had a husband.
No, a boyfriend.
A boyfriend. How long they been together?
Like, they actually might have been engaged. Engaged. I think they've been together for the last 2 years.
You fucked her with the ring on.
I don't remember, to be honest, bro.
Damn, she might have jerked you off with that ring.
I can't remember. I can't remember if she had a ring on or not.
Alright, so.
I don't think so. No.
Damn, she took that shit off then.
Yeah, because that would be strange.
And I think they might have been, like, she knew he was planning on, like, they had a mutual agreement of that he was planning on marrying her. She knew she was about to be married, so they didn't have, because I know they, like I said, they recently just are getting married, so he just proposed to her, but I already knew they were planning on, so I guess he would say they're just boyfriend and girlfriend.
Okay.
It's been a minute since I've talked to him, so.
How
it happened was, I know her from previous, like, years, but I never messed with her. I met her through, she was dealing with one of my homies at the time, but he was booked. He came home, and I went to go link up with him. He picked me up with her, and he was like, I met her through him, whatever, they was talking. And he was like, yeah, that's my new shorty, whatever, we think about her. I'm like, yeah, she nice, whatever. But then, like, he let me know that after we part ways from her, that she was pregnant. She wasn't showing, but I guess the dude she was dealing with while he was doing his long bid.
Got you.
Got her pregnant.
Got you.
So he was like, I don't know if I want to deal with that, because he wasn't that type of nigga. So he was just like, I'm just going to do me, whatever. So he cut it off. Me and her remained friends. Then another homie of ours started dealing with her, and he had a chick. She exposed her, the other homie's chick found out about said John, and I guess she exposed all her pics on Facebook. At this time, I'm with my girl at the time, so I reach out to show you, like, damn, that's crazy. I'll see if I can talk to shorty about taking them joints off. And then, like, we got cool again after that, started speaking. But my shorty wasn't really cool with that. Nice was how that shit used to go with me. So whenever me and my chick would go through our little bullshit, you know, me and John would be there for me. We would talk. We bust it up. I'd flirt with her. There was times I went down to her crib. I was trying to mess with her because I wasn't with my girl. And we were broken up. But she was like, I know how you are. You're going to go back with her. So I'm not giving it up to you unless I know you really don't be single. You feel me? And then... So I would just lay with her and then not get the pussy and then just dip. And then she would, I'd be cool with it, I'd be whatever, I respect it. So I would leave and I end up going right back to my shorty. So she would see, like, she'd sure. see it coming, but what else she think was going to happen? You ain't even break me off to see if I could be interested in trading up. Right. So fuck out of here. I'm going to go with what I know. So that's how that shit used to go. So now me and my shorty break up. I'm doing my single thing. I couldn't remember if me and Shelly stopped talking on negative terms. We probably did. My ex probably got involved and was like, why are you talking to him? And she probably was like, I'm done talking to him altogether. Did her thing. And then she met Bull or whatever she did with her life. So I reached out on Facebook, started small conversations with her, and then started talking with her, flirting with her. And I seen that she had a dude. I used to be like, yo, I see you got a little family. And then say what's up, whatever. And she, like, we just started being friends again, flirting and all that. So I guess one day he must have went through her phone because she said he... He was just in, like, trying to feel what type of vibe I'm giving her because he didn't want me disrespecting the relationship because she, like, that's my girl.
Right.
I want him to know that your relationship, he can't say certain things.
Right.
Act a certain way, I want to type. And she used to be like, he's a good dude, that's just how he is.
Right.
So he's like, I want to meet him. So she's like, all right. So I ask him, it's fine. He's cool, he should be fine with it. So she asked me, like, would you mind coming up to a cookout or, like, a get-together up here? My man wants to meet you just so he knows that, like, see the type of person you are so he can trust you, basically. I'm like, alright, it's fine. So I go up there on some. I wasn't gonna go. I actually had a bullshit and I'm like, I don't feel like coming. She's like, all your bullshit, just come up. I was like, I don't got gas. She's like, I'll put gas in your car. I'm like, alright, I'm on my way. I don't need
you
gas.
Really your
bullshit.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm on my way. Yeah. So I went up there and I'm having a good time drinking, eating. They got family over there, they friends and shit. I'm the only, I was the only nigga up there. There was some old head black boy there that was friends with their family, but I was the only person like me up there, so I'm chilling. Only want to smoke and keep disappearing to go smoke. Every time I disappear, she keep coming with me. Like, where you going? Go smoke. I'm coming with you, just talk. Like, all right. But every time I disappear, he pop up. So I'd be like, and he wouldn't be all ignorant.
How would he pop up?
He, like, just would, like, I said
you would
to her,
see him coming, or you'd just be there?
Yeah, because my car is parked in, like, the grass facing the house, so I could see everything. So he's walking up, and I was like, see, now see. As I'm looking at him, she in the passenger seat, I'm like, here he come right now. Like, I'm saying this so he can't read my lips, but I'm like, so he pop up to her side, past her window, and he's like, what are you guys talking about? And I'd be like, nah, we're just chopping up, I'm just rolling this blunt. She just didn't want me being by myself. So then I was like, you having a good time? Like, yeah. So that was it. Then we all walked back to the crib as I'm blowing. So then the one time, she's like, Corey, take this walk with me. I'm like, where? She's like, to the side of the house. I gotta do something. I'm like, all right. So I walked to the side of the house, and like, she like came close to me and she grabbed my junk. So I'm like, yo, what are you? I grabbed her hand. Like, what are you doing? She was like, I just had to be. I was curious. It's been a minute. I was like, we ain't never messed. So what the fuck you talking about? It's been a minute. She's like, I'm just messing. And I was like, no, we gotta chill because last time we disappeared, he popped up. He gonna do it again. Here he come around the crib. Told you. But as this happened, her baby dad calls her, her first baby dad. They got a kid together, but she already had a previous one. I knew as a kid when I first met her and shit. He was in diapers then. Now he like up, running around, little young, badass young boy. So, heard his dad's calling. They get into a little you mean argument. And he's like, all right, listen to this shit. The boyfriend. So he just dips off. Like, he must know how that shit goes. So I stood there. So he checked out the phone. And eventually now I'm like, yo, I'm about to get up out of here. Because at this point, I've been there for a minute. I'm starting to get my own little bag where like, I want to go home and try to link something. Right. Link with something or just go home. Get something. You know what I mean? Get up out of here. Got to drive all the way back. I'm all drunk. So she's like, oh, you, why you got to leave? Why you leaving? I'm like, because like, I'm out of here. She's like, as you doing flirtatious shit, I can't even act how I want to act with you because you got to do. Like, and I didn't come up here for that. She was like, I know. I wish you could just stay here, but you could just stay tonight. I know you was drinking. I was like, where am I going to sleep at? She said, I don't know. We could figure something out. I was like, nah. So, yeah. So, he's in the crib already. She comes out and she's just like, yeah, Corey, I'll be right back. She goes in the house. Now, everybody's starting to leave the party. And I'm kind of like, they're like, where's Shorty at? I'm like, I don't know. She in the crib doing whatever, talking to him. They're like, all right, well, tell her we said bye. Have a good time. Like, all right. So they all leave. She comes out. She's like, Corey, come into the house real quick. Walk in the crib. Follow through the house and like, just, I'm walking around, you know, walking around, see the crib. Like, oh, it's all nice. So I ain't go to the crib the whole time. So we walk straight to the bedroom. I'm like, what are we doing? She's like, just come here. Go in the bedroom. He in the room, but on the other side of the bed, just chilling, sitting there. So he's like looking back, like angled so he can see me coming through the door, whatever. And I'm like, what the fuck's going on? I'm like, what's up? So he's like, she's like, well, here's the thing. So like,
oh, shit. Well, here's the thing.
Well, see,
he's looking at you like when you're walking in.
Yeah. Okay. He's just chilling. You mean he doesn't have a frown on his face? Just regular look on his face. Uncomfortable for real, for real. I was like,
that's even scarier.
Y'all like locked eyes or y'all?
Nah, I just I'm looking at her, but I'm like, you mean like I'm right here, she here, he here,
right?
Like she by the front of the bed, like so. I was just like,
scanning the
room. What are you talking about? Like so, she's like, well, here's the thing. Like he has a fantasy where he wants to see me mess with somebody in front of him.
Anytime a nigga got a fantasy, it's gonna be bad.
When and I said, well, what
tells you the thing?
Yeah. So I was like, Whoa, I'm not with the gay shit. She's like, no, like, it's going to be me and you. And, like, he'd just be off to the side just watching, doing whatever he wants to do for himself. And I'm like, that's weird as shit. Like, you seriously, bro? And he was like, I mean, if it's cool with her, I mean, I guess.
He's like, fantasy.
He's like, weird about it. So I'm like, I don't know, yo. You got to let me think about it. She's like, well, I mean, like, it don't have to happen tonight, but we prefer to happen tonight while we're all just here chilling. But it's up to you, for real. We don't want you to feel uncomfortable, Corey. Like, and, like, he's like, I mean, I didn't have a set of rules. And I'm like, what type of rules? He's like, well, first you have to wear a condom. And I'm like, all right, that might be a problem because I hate condoms, but I got you for the sake that this is your chick. But I was like, all right. And I was like, what else? And he was like, well, that's basically it. Just, like, that was it. As long as you wear protection and all that.
He said, I have rules. I have rules.
He has a very safe fantasy.
And he was like, this is where it was the gayest question ever. He's like, and then another question is like, you're not going to, like, embarrass me or hurt her or anything, like make me not want to, you know what I mean? I'm like, what are you talking about? And then he was like, you know, and I'm like, oh, you're asking like, if I got a cannon down there? I was like, I'm all right. I ain't going to demolish her, but I ain't got no complaints, bro. I'm about to tell you, like she got the pussy for herself. So, like, I said, I got to go smoke a cigarette and think about this shit. So I go out, and I wrote a blunt real quick, bro. Like, I had a half a blunt still. I sparked that jump smoking, and I posted about it. That's when I got on Facebook and was like, yo, this is very jump off. I can't believe this is very happening. Like, pray this shit go down.
Hold on. What day was it?
That was,
because whatever day it was, timeline. The name of your status is going to be the name of this podcast.
Yeah, I can't remember the date. You're going to have to just scroll, because it was back in, like, it was summertime. It had to be, like, June, July-ish. Yeah, I'm trying to think of the reason for the weekend.
This guy.
It was two parts of the post, because it was two posts. It was before, and then it was after it happened.
We got to go back to Facebook after.
Yeah, you might have to just scroll. If I can find it, I'll screenshot it and send it to Nige or something. But, yeah, bro, so I'm like, fuck it, it's going down. I go right to the table, I poured up a shot, you hear me? Grabbed the Henny, poured it in, took it, I was like, took that jug back, and was like, fuck it, I'm in there. So I go back in, and I'm like, Tony's already outside with me, though. So he's like chopping up, she's like, how you feel about it? I'm like, well, I want you. But I'm like, this is weird. She's like, I know, but it should be fun, and I'll make you feel comfortable, and just act like he's not even there. And I'm like, all right, fuck it. So we go back in there, he was already dealing with the kids and shit, just put him in bed. So she's like, yeah, he said it's all.
This shit with the kids in the house.
Man. Yeah, yup.
The kids don't know what's going on.
Nah, they young, yeah. If they would bust the room, though, I probably wouldn't stop because I've been there before. I'm like, they're your kids, not mine. So I go back in the room, and from the rip, I'm like, so how are you, like, doing this? Like, you just want to go into it? Like, and she was like, yeah. I mean, she just came over from the rip and just went down on her knees and then just started pulling me out. So I had, like, shorts on and shit, so it was easy access to get to me. So she started giving me, chewing me. And I'm like uncomfortable because I keep looking down at her, then looking at him, because I'm like, I don't want this nigga to sneak me. Like, I don't know if he's gonna change his mind, snap, grab a vase, bop me the back of my head, right. Say I'll caught and tell his chick, like, listen, we're gonna say
he robbed you cheating.
I was robbing us to try to rape you, and I caught him slipping. Something, I don't know. You feel me? I don't know what type of time they on. I watch a lot of movies, and I'm black, so we black. You know how that shit goes. Yeah. They were all white people. We could get goofy. So I'm like, I'm doing that, but then now I'm on. Like I said, I was in my bag. Like I was there for a minute getting drunk. You know, it don't take me a while to get hit. So I'm looking down and I start to zone out. I'm like, shorty going in.
Oh, shit.
Go, yo, going in. So now I'm just, so now I'm tuned in. Now I'm like, fuck it. I'm going back to my young boy days when it was me and the homies partying one chick and we taking turns. It ain't no different. That nigga don't, he ain't here.
Right.
When it's my turn, it's my turn. And when it's his turn, I'll find something to do something with her hands or something. Yeah. So it's like, that's what vibe I was on, but he's way across the room, like in a corner, and I start even getting chewed off, and then she grabbed a condom, I put it on, and yeah, she laid back on the bed. I slid right in. I never laid in the bed though. I was on my, you know, the end of the bed where she on her back or she on her knees, flipped over. It's one of the two. I'm not laying in this bed, not getting caught lagging. For he come over here, I'm hitting you with something fucking crazy. Butt ass naked. Actually, I didn't get naked. I had my shits right at my knees because I wasn't playing. And I had my shirt or something. But they, what's the move when you just take the shirt and you just whip it over your back? Arms still in?
Yeah.
Yeah, like that, you mean?
Like a holster.
Yeah. I was cool. I felt like I was putting that work in.
Like she, I used to just go right through the boxer hole. Like, I keep my boxers on.
the way she did me, I didn't even think that. Like, she already went down and started doing her thing. So
she got you.
Yeah, so I'm busting now.
She got you.
So I'm busting her, and like, now we start getting into it. Now she moaning, and I'm thinking, like, this nigga's going to fuck me up. That's when she said my name. She said my name, I said, oh. Because now I'm, like, trying to get her to say it more, and I forgot about it. Then I had to be like, oh, wait, hold on,
chill out.
What's he doing? And he's over there, like, I see the, yeah, a towel over him. He's not naked. He's just in a corner with a towel over him. And I just see his towel, like, you mean lifting up and all that. So I'm like, oh, he over there really trying to get off on this shit. Like, this is crazy, fuck it. So I go in, bam, busting her shit. She says out of nowhere, no bullshit, I hear the baby crying. Can you go check the baby, babe? He's like, I don't hear the baby crying. Babe, what are you talking about? And in my head, I'm thinking, I don't hear no fucking kids.
Right.
I even stop. It's quiet. Fuck, I don't hear shit. And so she's like, she's moaning. Just please check for me. He's like, all right. She said, come on, just go. Just check to see if they're okay. Please. I'm just worried about him. He leaves the room, closes the door. As soon as that door says, inch, she fucking leans up. Takes me out of her and takes the condom off and just drops right there by my
foot. Whoa.
And then puts me back in. And I said, you sure? She said, yeah, just go, keep going. I said, fuck it, it's on. So I said, turn around. So as she's turning around and be put in the back, he comes in. I start busting from the back. He goes to the corner, and then I guess from me patting her from the back, he couldn't really see the same type angles when I had her legs all spread. Right. So he came. Now he's like, not in reaching distance, but he's lined up with my peripheral. Right. So I got, now my point guard shit, I gotta see you from here. Like, I'm on some, nigga, what are you doing? Like, I guess he's down, like, doing my thing. She's moaning and all that, enjoying herself. I'm enjoying myself. I'm whopping that shit. That shit was, I was happy. Like, that shit was, I wanted this shit. It was like that. So then he was like, yo, bro, you got a condom on? And I just from the rip said, yo, you dick watching, bro? And he was like, no, I'm just saying. He got mad defensive, like he was scared I was going to attack him or something, because he was like, no, like, I'm just saying, like, and I'm like, oh, I mean, I didn't want to say she told me to take it off. I was just like, my fault, bro, like, it came off when she gave me head. I forgot to put it back on. He was like, all right, well, are you okay with it, Tony? She's like, well, are you okay with it, babe? He's like, I mean, it's up to you. Are you okay with it? She's like, well, I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it. Whole time I'm still hitting her. Right. I'm okay with it if you're okay with it. And he's like, this is that nerd dialogue. And I'm like, yo, I'm still in this. Like, I didn't pull out once, and we're talking about if I'm going to continue to put it. Like, I'm already in it, so who cares? So then she's like, well, come on, just whatever. So I get out of her, and then she gets down, starts topping me off. And then I'm like, yo, bro, get some head or something. Because now I'm in my threesome bag where my nigga is like, you're being weird, not even doing nothing. Like,
right.
Just get involved, nigga. Like, get some head. I'll turn my head. Whatever you got to do. I'm not worried about it. I've been here before. It's just nothing. It's typical nigga shit. But he's like, no, I'm good. I'm like, all right. So she's topping me off. He lays in the bed. I start busting again. I'm busting. He's like, yo, please just don't come in her. I was like, I got you, bro. And then, like, I did my thing. Bust on her. And then, like, you know, as soon as you get your nut off, all reality sets in.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, well, I'm getting the fuck out of here. I instantly grabbed all my clothes and just was like, I'm out of here. I started getting dressed. She's like, whoa, don't you want to get in the shower and, like, clean me off of you and everything? I'm like, I'll do it when I get to the crib. I'm cool. You don't stink. You fine. Your shit was water. And then he just laughed or something. And I was just like, she's like, no, just get in. It's fine, Corey. She's like, babe, is it fine? He was like, oh, I guess. And she's like, yeah, it's fine. Like, babe, it's fine. Like,
she is running this nigga.
Yeah. They got the master bathroom all attached to the bedroom. You know, that should be all nice and shit. That should be in their houses. And so I go in there, hop in the joint. She starts to water. She's naked still. I still got my clothes holding them joints and shit. So I put them down. I'm like, you sure this is cool? She's like, yeah, it's fine. Get in. She comes in right in after me. I'm like, yo, what are you doing? She's like, just chill, I'm gonna get you clean. She grabs the soap, puts it all in her hand, and starts soaping my mans up. Bro, instantly my shit jumped right back up. I was like, yo, let me fuck again. She's like, no, we can't because like that wasn't part of the deal. And I'm like, you're soaping my dick up in the shower. You don't wanna fuck me? I said, look down at me and tell me you don't wanna fuck me. And she looked down on some sexy shit and she was like, all right, you gotta hurry up. So she rinsed it off real quick and I slid right in her. I'm in her for about, probably like 2 minutes, maybe not even. I'm probably like, Quick, 10 quick strong pumps. And right. Then I hear the bathroom door come open. And I pull out. He was like, what are you guys doing? And the most corniest, Jewish voice ever. And that's why I was instantly like, I'm getting out of here. I rinsed off. I was like, yo, bro, can you get out so I can get my clothes? He's like, yeah, my bad. I was just wondering what you guys were doing. I was like, we ain't doing nothing, man. I looked at Tony. She was like, oh. And then I gave us that look. I did it again. Fucking keep it. It's like, nobody knows her. So, like...
oh, shit.
Anyway, so, yeah, so... I get my clothes, I go outside, I finish my... I'm smoking a cigarette now, and she come out, she instantly starts kissing me. Like, kissing me. And, like, she's... like, like, I'm her dude. Like, I'm feeling her butt again. And we just, like, flirting, like, outside, like, kissing and shit. And then, right before, like, it's probably, like, she stops, and she's just like, that was fun. I was like, yeah, that was crazy. She's like, promise me so mess up our friendship. I was like, what you mean? She's like, this don't act funny, neck different. Like, you be my best friend. And I'm like, I got you. Like, I'm chilling. Like, as long as y'all cool, don't y'all start with me about no dumb shit. I'm chilling. Like, I ain't gonna violate y'all relationship. I'm still gonna be respectful. And that was it. And then she was like, she goes in the house, comes back out. I'm not paying her no mind. She comes back up, and I'm like, what's up? She comes mad close, and she goes, I think you dropped this. And I'm like, what are you talking about? You know, I be having my bag strapped to me and shit, so... it's open. She unzips it with her left hand and goes to put something in it. And I instantly grabbed her hand and meet her there. Like, what are you doing? Like, and she was like, you dropped this. And I like grabbed it out of her hand, looked down at it. It was like a couple of 20s. And I was like, I think I did drop this. That was it. And then when I got to the car, I went in and I'm like, I ain't dropped no fucking bread in there. I had everything on my card. And you found it?
Yeah.
That's funny as
the
shit.
The name of this podcast is going to be called June 7th. That's a long, it's like a long.
That's fucking funny.
Can't make this up, bro. This shit really happened. Like, and they wanted me to come up there again, bro.
It was a success. Homie Thorough, he was hyping me up and asking her how good she
was. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that part. How's
it feel, but when she started yelling my name, I know they gonna fight when I leave. Hey, homie, pay me $60.
Yeah. But the comments
is where it got goofy.
Yo.
It was funny that night. That shit was litty, but nah, that shit was crazy. Like, they tried to get me to come up there again on some. He was like, but this time we're going to be different. Like, I don't want you to go all the way as far as not wearing a condom. That was kind of left field, but it was cool. Whatever. She enjoyed it.
All the way?
Yeah, he was like, maybe you can get a hand job or some head and I'll just be in the room. I'm like, nah, I'm cool, bro. We got past. Yeah.
Get your own hand job.
Yeah,
bro.
Like, yeah, like, what the fuck? Nah, bro. Like, I'm not your porn bull. Like, but my thing is, I talked to Shorty.
You his favorite porn star.
But she told me,
I'm not
she
your porn bull.
The whole thing is, bro, like, I was trying to understand where they was coming from, because I'm like, she took it personal. I said that was some white people shit. that's really ignorant. No, it's just that some relationship people that really love each other. And I guess their whole thing was that he loves her to a point where he want her to be fully pleased to her. All her history of him probably knowing her exes, they were all black guys. He a hick, like, tight white bull. So it's like, I guess he might know that's her twist, so he might be like, I'm your man, but as long as you find somebody you trust, because the fact that they was trying to make it into a thing where they try to, like, whenever she wanted to get some real, some shit that she want to get, they call me up. And he'd know about it, so it wouldn't be like she was cheating on him. I was like, I'm not cool with that. That's weird. I got my own life that I'm trying
to be on request and,
By some white people.
Yeah, like, what are you talking about?
Come here, nigga boy.
Give us that dick. And I fuck with Shorty, though. Like, we was cool. Like, that was my dog for sure, but it definitely fucked our friendship up, though.
Yeah. No,
and they fought right after I left. I said, how did the rest of the night go? She was like, well, I was trying to, like, turn on to him, like, what's up now? Our turn, and he kind of was like, I don't want to touch you, bitch.
Yeah. Like, oh, you just had a nigger's dick in your mouth.
Yeah.
They want me to kiss you.
And I was, bro, back in her head, like, making her choke on that joint. Like, I was going in, bro. I was going in. At one point, it felt like I was dominant. Like, I was like, this is your man. Is this yours or mine? We don't know now.
Right.
Tune into the next episode.
It's my bed.
He probably was real suspicious because, like, when he came in, y'all was in the shower and she didn't have no soap on. Like, what was y'all in there doing?
But the funny thing is, when I asked her what'd he get out of it, and she was like, honestly, the parts that he said that was his favorite was when he came into the bathroom and didn't know what we were doing. The mystery of not knowing if we were messing or not. I said, what?
He could have did that without being in the room.
You could have sat outside the whole time.
He brought you over to play Clue.
Like, what?
Aha, I caught you, didn't
I? With the hammer in the shower. Oh, my. He killed my wife.
Yeah, suck it.
Holy, that's good. That's a good one.
He won, though. He did win that game. God. If it was a game of Clue, he definitely won.
Yeah, like, I mean, for real, like, if he didn't know y'all was messing right, and he just had, like, let's say, like, it was on some intuition shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, that's how he started with it. Like, oh, I wonder what's going on. Man. Damn, she's been going a long time. Let me go see. Hey, what are you guys doing? Right. Oh, nothing. Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Damn, I think she likes this guy. I'm not sure, though.
Men's intuition.
That's
him
asking, like, you still don't like him? I'm like, nah, we're just friends. Like, I don't know, bitch.
Yeah. He was trying to see, are they kissing? But I'm not, like, but the thing is, he wasn't even being sneaky. He was walking right in the eyesight, like, just to let y'all know I'm coming.
And, like, all the shit that he was saying during is, like, if this is your fantasy, you should know, like, you wouldn't want nobody saying this to you while you're having sex.
Exactly, like, it should have been planned out exactly. Like, it shouldn't have been no weirdness or, like, if that's your fantasy.
That's your fantasy, it already been, listen. Because her whole thing was, she said that she would only do it for him if it was somebody that she trusted and had, some type of relationship where she could trust that person and attraction. And I was the only person that fit that mold because we had a history of never messed before.
Yeah.
She could trust me. I've laid with her plenty of times with no clothes on and didn't try to press her and try to take advantage of her. I was like, are you on fuck? Cool. Let's go to sleep then.
She put that shit in his head.
That's what I said, too.
It's no way. But how she was doing it,
it seemed like it was coming from him.
Making it seem like it was his idea every time. It's okay, crazy, right, babe? Bro. Like he felt like he has some say in this, so it's like, all right, I'm cool with it.
Because he's probably scared to lose her because she is nice. Like, she ain't bad at all, bro. She's not, she's nice.
That's some dog fart shit. That's good.
Yeah.
That's tough.
For sure. Damn, bro.
We had to get married, so congratulations to them.
Yeah, shout out to them.
Yeah. Shout out to them. You know what I mean? Hope I help with that.
They figuring it out. Yeah, I mean, hey, you might be her. You might be his honeymoon gift.
I mean, you can't ever judge. I guess you can't judge people's love.
She said, "I got something for you, babe.
Love it,
Corey.
Love it.
Come on in.
Everybody
oh, great different. Honeymoon. I get to jerk off. Like,
shit,
what?
It's funny. Jerk off under a towel.
Yeah,
man." Oh, yeah, she definitely put it in his head because he had a towel over top of him. Like, if I have a fantasy, I'm not covering myself up in my fantasy.
Yeah, exactly. That's not, like...
He's in his crib, in his domain. I don't know what... I know there's no way he was turned on by that. I don't... There's no... That's why I said that wasn't his fantasy.
A towel?
I said, that wasn't his fantasy.
He was probably bored, like...
That's not his fantasy, yo. She's like, yes, it is. How you going to tell me? Oh, it's my man. I'm like, because, like, that whole vibe, like, the whole shower thing, like... You asked me to get in the shower with you. Like, that wasn't part of nothing. That was talked about.
Because, think about this. You just let your chick hit a nigga. and you walk in the bathroom, number one, nigga, what if it was just me in here in this fucking bathroom? I cracked the shit out of you walking in. You ain't even knocked, my nigga. You just walked. But I mean,
you better knock on some doors in your own house.
And that's what I say. In the same sense, it is his crib, so he can walk where he pleases.
Right. And I think the crazy thing is, I think when we went into the bathroom, I think she sent him on the kid errand again to go check to see if they were up. And that's when she hopped in with me, closed the door. And I guess he came back and was like,
that fucking Mr. Magoo.
That's crazy. For that nigga's intuition to be, I think somebody's fucking after seeing that person fucking your girl.
And then like,
to
walk in and be like, hold on, you in the why are you in the shower with this nigga? You wet, bitch.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah, she was.
Bring your ass on. Bring your ass on. Like,
yeah. I couldn't believe that shit. I was like, you ever see the Matthew McConaughey meme? Raising a car, like, laughing to himself.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I felt on the ride home. Like, I'm a wild motherfucker. Yeah. That shit really happened.
I already know. And you said she made you a plate, right?
Yeah.
Yo, oh, my God.
Yeah. It was already in my car in the passenger seat. I didn't even get to make a plate. I get in the car. I pull out, look at my passenger seat, like, what the fuck? I text her, like, a good look. She's like, oh, yeah, put that in there earlier. That shit was everything that was there that I fucked with was on that plate. I was like, bet it.
That's a good day.
That's a good day. Yeah, they was trying to do a part two, but I wasn't for that shit. That was a one-time thing. That was crazy. I don't think I ever could be strangers, though, and they just see you at a club or somewhere.
Yes, like, you could.
Nah, I couldn't.
You never fucked a bitch on the first night?
Yeah, of course, but I mean, not what a dude would be.
Yeah, it's not the same.
It's not the same.
What if the bread was right, though?
They're charging up. Yeah, I mean, that's different.
What is your price?
If they're a couple like that, willing to do that, they gotta have some money. It gotta be, like, within a stack or...
And we can edit that out. You don't have to say a price. We have a very diverse fan base. Yeah. So you put your cash at, you say your cash at.
That's what it is.
And then you see what you get and just be like, yeah, I guess I could work with that.
You take the bids.
You know what I'm saying?
Starting at 100, you know what I mean? 100, 100 going once, going once.
What we name this, his cash app name.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
I don't have cash app, though. I only got like
Venmo. Shit. He just got money.
Oh, we put the Venmo on there. No, because then if on Venmo, they do like the social media thing. You be like, blah, 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 sent this amount
I've had girls make jokes. They send me like, I'd like go to dispensary for them. So they send me the money to go for them.
Yeah.
And they'll put like the thank you for last night with the door, with the thing on the door handles emoji. And my mom be like, what are you doing on there? I'm like, they ain't playing, joking, doing that shit.
Yo, why does Venmo do that? You should see him drawing.
Look at this guy.
What? Yo. His eyes are open. Like, he's not asleep.
That's how he be chilling. He's just staring. Like, on the wall. Just like, he's weird like that.
That's funny as shit.
What are you going to do? With his dick out. Like, just like, yeah, I'm going to let my dick air out. I ain't got no balls, though.
He's
like,
a wild boy.
Whatever, boy.
Chilling. I saw that we in there, so I'm chilling.
Yeah. Yo, I remember I tried to get Max high one night. He just started doing like this.
Nigga, what'd you do to me?
I'm like, oh man, it's some Reggie. Sorry, too. You smoking Reggie, son?
Yeah, like a bitch.
Yeah, he was.
That's funny.
He started hearing me whimpering like Craig. Like, what the fuck? Like, yeah, he was tripping. All right, man. So, what's it like now? Like, I'm trying to like bag Johns in the pandemic. Is it any different, or you meet chicks differently, like at like pumpkin patches and gas stations?
Nah, I mean, I haven't really. It's been a long time since I met somebody, like just meeting somewhere.
And, right.
Like, I mean, at work, like that's different. Definitely, like, you still like you see that person every day.
Mm-hmm.
So I've met girls at work that came through temp and shit like that. But I mean, as far as like social media, I really don't really be out there, to be honest, bro. I mean, I've already had joints that were kind of waiting for me and my ex to break up that kind of was just like, oh, I'm ready, now it's my turn. And I'm like, not really your turn, but we can get it popping.
Right.
So I just went through them to get my single vibe back, and then once I got out of that, I met a couple of joints through social media, but as far as bagging them, it's not really hard, bro. I mean, I do the most vulgar, I hate love jokes and memes and bash love, but also talk crazy, and they be eating that shit up, bro. They'll like message me like, oh, you're crazy or something, and I'll just start a conversation off that.
Right.
And then we'll just be vibing, and you make them laugh, you in there, and it's just like,
what did you say? You said you're
single now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, okay,
you said
you did something crazy on Facebook, not even crazy, It was just, I saw you bag somebody on Facebook, and hey. I was, like, watching through the comments, but I was like, oh, this is getting intense. Hold on.
It's probably Rihanna.
No, it was, I remember it. He had showed me, he was just like, yo, this nigga's amazing.
Yeah, he's killing it.
But, yeah, it was like, y'all was sending GIFs back and forth and all that.
Oh, it was like a whole page of them. And like, some of them that people was posting didn't make sense. I was like, y'all
yeah, like, it was like, a shorty was trying to like, get thread. Smart with something, one of your statuses. And you was like, but you on here though. And no, then, like, she just kept going.
Oh, and then matter of fact, it was crazy because I know what you're talking about. Yeah. The same jaw ended up inboxing me and we ended up linking.
That's what we said. You bagged her. Yeah, like
I knew what was going to happen.
It was crazy. I said that because my man was also in the comments. I sent him the conversation that came out. Everybody's like, bro, look. He's like, whoa, that's funny. I said, bro, these chicks is funny. Like, but I don't know. They all just be like, one chick tried to tell me straight up, like, I want to save you. I want to fix you. Or I want to fix you. Your last girl broke you. I want to fix you. Like, yeah, fix me.
Yeah.
The whole time, like, it's nothing. Yeah, all right.
You ain't fucking.
I'd like to see you try.
Yeah, like,
and run for the task.
You ain't Jada and I ain't August. Like,
yeah, like,
I'm cool.
I don't mind telling them all I love them.
Yeah.
They love that for some
reason. Oh,
for that's
sure.
The move.
They got kids. I'm super the best. Bro knows.
Yeah.
I don't have kids and I'm the fucking shit with kids. I'll play with the kid and forget the mom's even there. For hours, and then mom loves that shit.
Oh no, that for sure.
So now the kid asking about me. Who on the phone? That's Corey. Who I talk to? Can I put such and such? Yeah, put him on the phone. Like, what's up, youngin?
Like stepdaddy.
Hey, should mom come over there? I bring my Xbox.
You'll play the game.
Yo,
play Fortnite. You already know it's downloaded, kid.
That's funny.
So I love single moms.
You got games on your phone?
But it be. I mean, it's just not. It's chilling right now. I've been chilling. X has been trying to come back and all that goofy shit, so it's just playing it easy.
How do you deal with that? Dating exes? Because you're kind of the goat at like going like,
back.
Yeah, it's like, how did you handle that? Like, what is your strategy?
They all love me, and it's just I take advantage of it, kind of. It's like, not take advantage of it, but they all know me. Especially if it's like, they got history with me. It's not hard.
So do you just like kind of pull at like the memories?
It's not even that. It's just like, you're going to have to name one for me to tell you how I even got hooked up with that.
Right, right. No, I ain't going to do that.
You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Because, well, we're all still cool.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Except for one, because she's with somebody. But, like, my high school sweetheart that everybody knows about, me and her still solid, like, best friends to this day. You feel what I'm saying? Her daughter's, like, I love her daughter to death. I still visit them. They live around the corner from me. But the ex I just had, we just started getting cool again. And I'm still trying to keep it at a distance because that took a lot out of me. So now that we trying to be cool, I already, you know, you build yourself
right.
back up. I don't need you coming here trying to
right.
mess
right.
my tempo up.
And you know, they like that.
Yeah,
once
you feel what
I'm
saying?
They see, oh, he doing all right.
Yeah,
oh, okay. Seems like he matured a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, what's up? No,
I mean,
nothing.
Nothing's up. Like,
not a damn.
Yeah, like, so it's like, I ain't for the bullshit. I'm not for the dumb shit. I'm definitely, but I don't think bagging them through the pandemic, it was like kind of easier for them because a lot of people didn't have no bread. So if he was
right.
offering to pay for something, they was giving it up.
Sure.
I'm offering cuddles with the whole package.
Right,
bread,
right.
Cuddles.
Yeah.
Bring show for the kids. Keep
if you got eggs, I might make breakfast.
Mm-hmm. All that shit. But it's just being goofy because they start to fall for you. Kind of like, I always was up front. Like, my heart broke. I
right.
just need to be around somebody that's going to make me not think about it. And I would tell them all the time, like, I don't know why you want to date me. As soon as I leave here, I text her. I call her. She got to be blocked, and I'm still trying to get through to her by some way. Why do you want to date somebody who's still involved chasing their ex?
No, that's
I mean,
that's
you know what I'm saying. So it's like I would tell them this shit, so you can't come to me later on and be like, you played this shit out, and then you like, no, I didn't.
Right.
You kept trying and trying and trying and wait for me. Be patient.
And
we had fun, right?
But
girls like that.
Be
shit,
real.
Though.
Oh my god.
That shit. Does.
Patience.
Yeah.
Girls, hold on. What am I trying to say? Girls that see your potential. They last so long.
Yeah, that's
girls
true.
That see your potential and, like, girls that you can, like, that'll be like, all right, I'm okay. This is enough because I'd rather have this than nothing.
Yeah.
Oh,
right,
they last a long time. Like, once they get to the realism, once they really realize, oh, okay, well, he's not going to be with me, but he's so dope, like, I'll take what I can get.
Yeah.
Fuck
like, yeah,
it.
I got
some dick in the meantime.
Yes.
Yeah, keep being in love with my potential.
Right.
Let's see what happens.
What happens?
We're gonna see. I got high hopes for you niggas. We gonna see. Right,
shit. I feel like when it's gonna be right, it's gonna be right. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I didn't know my last chick was gonna come, so I wasn't gonna think that the next one's gonna be the one for me. I was doing the same thing. I was dealing with one person and chill out. I'm not. Only thing is, I don't be messing with every girl I kick it with either.
Right.
I'm cool with just Kevin off of energy. Like, I always was cool with female friends more than guys.
When you're single, you need that.
Yeah,
you feel that, what I'm saying? You just, sometimes you just want to be around female energy.
Yeah, it's come like, kick me in the crib, let's smoke. I'm going to play the game. I'm not not even there, but if I want to laugh and joke with you right here.
Yeah, exactly. Go ahead, be on your phone, do your thing.
Yeah.
I used to, you just like to have something soft on you in your bed.
They be liking that shit, but then I'd be like, can I come over? No, I'm chilling. I could just chill too, not today.
Yeah,
saying that.
Yeah. The girl's definition of, like, I can chill, too. It's like...
No. I hate when they start asking
me
shit.
It's not really the
same. Like, your chill, too, is you asking me shit now. And they're like, I'm hungry.
Right.
You didn't eat before you came? So that's why I hit away. Like, real rad. Like, you didn't eat before you came over here. Like, you were not... Like, this isn't early in the morning. You came over in the middle of the day. You ate breakfast, nothing. Like, now I'm obligated to get you food. No.
Right.
I'll take you... I'm like, I'll take you home, come back and get you after you eat. They be like, nah, it's cool, fine, never mind.
You want the address? You better order something.
Yeah, with DoorDash.
Yeah.
It's promo code.
They ship a fucking Rocco and Anna's. I don't think delivering in Parksburg.
Right.
Or Subway. Nova's. Yeah, Nova.
Domino's.
They might get, you might get a, no, you ain't gonna get a Subway.
But then you got your one that you try went over that you don't mind. Like, what you want to go get lobster tonight? Like, I'll get a platter. Like, I know some spots. I'll never be by myself, but I'll be by myself.
Now, do you be finding yourself making love to them sometimes?
I always make
love. That's your fucking problem. I'm telling you.
That's not a problem. That's a good thing.
That's why they be falling. Well, not really.
I always eat pussy.
That's why they be falling in love. It's not the other shit. It's that.
I know.
Like, all the other shit is cool, but you be fucking making love to
them. I feel like it's all the same, though. I feel like...
No, it's not.
I'm not in there. Like, I'm beating it up, but then there's a couple grasses.
No, it's different. You be kissing them?
No, I hate kissing.
All right.
I hate kissing. Because
that kissing is like the...
I haven't kissed a girl since...
Devil crazy.
I haven't kissed a girl since... Now, I probably kissed a couple, but it took a while. But I think my ex was like the only person I kissed for a while. And if it was too intimate to me, I feel like if I kissed you now.
Way too intimate.
Yeah, and I don't know where the fuck your mouth been. I don't trust none of y'all.
Yeah, I used to just kiss him on the neck. That's it.
Yeah, I'm vicious neck ball. Neck titty kiss. Ball. Give me that one titty. It's my favorite.
Yeah, that's it. Just one.
And me, I might stick on that titty and still keep stroking. Yeah. That type thing. But I don't be kissing. But there's ones that I feel like I had history with. So it's like, I don't mind kissing. I might have only been on my top waiting in the sidelines. They're not getting nowhere. But they even would tell me, like, I know you're not going to deal with me because you've had mistakes with me during your last relationship. So, like, yeah, you're probably right. So, now we're on the same page. Don't ever try to sneak up later on with some bullshit.
Right, yeah.
Why aren't you my boyfriend yet?
Yeah, that's the key.
What? Yeah. Of course, we already talked about that in, like, day one.
Yeah, exactly.
Those you change.
Breaching contract.
Breaching contract.
That's it. But I love when they breach contract because I'll be like, good luck. You knew what it was when you started. You know. So, I don't know what you want me to do. Oh, okay. They think about it. Like I said, I've said it before. That shit get lonely. You have to curb like, I ain't got nobody to text.
You know what the key is, I think, to what girls with me, though, is that, listen, bro. Like, I listen. Like, I'll let a chick talk to me for hours on the phone when I'm at work, or I'll stop what I'm doing, what you need. You all right? You good? Like, talk about it. They love that shit, too. And it's not nothing to be manipulative about. It's just that I'm just a genuine, nice person.
Right.
So they read that shit. But it's funny because when I was in middle school coming up and y'all niggas was getting on the chicks, that chicks would always put me in a friend zone because of that shit. And now that I'm older and carry a little bit different, now it's kind of like a plus. But I be kind of using it to my advantage at sometimes. Like, I'm going to be super sweet this week, but I'm going to act like she don't exist next week.
Right.
And that works too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because now they don't know how to think. Mm-hmm. He didn't hit me up all week. What the fuck?
What I do? She's like, what I do wrong?
Yeah, exactly. They're just thinking about you all the time. checking their phone. Yeah. Damn, he's still like...
He just posted a picture.
It's only been 5 minutes. Like,
see hard eyes. She said hard to see your picture you posted on your story. You act like
exactly. Yeah,
exactly. You sent her emoji back.
And then you leave her, just thumbs up.
Upside down smile.
Either that or this.
I said upside down smile, like, I see you, but I'm not seeing that.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Or the dreaded left on scene.
Right.
That really have them like, and then you go, sometimes I go back and act like I'm typing and then just put it down and act like I'm typing again.
So like an iPhone.
Exactly. And don't say nothing. And then just be like, all right,
fuck. I had a chick say to me yesterday, you going to read my shit and I say that? I'm like, oh, that shit's on? I got to get used to this phone.
Oh, yeah, you got to turn that off.
Yeah, I just switched.
See. Damn, I forgot. I had typed the text, but it ain't even go through.
Yeah, you know, I be driving and smoking. I be forgetting.
Sometimes I do that shit, though. I really type a text, and then, like, why the fuck they ain't respond? And look, and it's just still right there. Yeah, I fucking send it. Yeah, dog. All right, so I just... how much time you got? You trying to be out soon?
Yeah, place is probably closed, so I ain't worried about it no more.
All right, so I'll bring you one.
It don't matter.
From the city. I'm going to talk about your knockouts.
It's been a minute. I ain't really had to have a lot.
Hey, what's your record?
I ain't never lost in a fight, but I never was in a lot of fights either.
Did you hit the ball with this strong?
That was one. I was in the one with, rest in peace to him, the boy Jason Ortiz. And then, Buka. That wasn't really a fight. It's my cousin, yeah. So I don't count that. But I never really was in a lot of fights. I mean, there was fights where, like, it was like back then, it was like, you know, like, we came up, like, it wasn't like, I had family everywhere, so it wasn't like I was going to get beef with, say, Coastal niggas, because they all knew me and shit, and we ain't had nothing to beef about playing ball. But then, like, we have our typical white boys with the school with that, sometimes they say some slick shit they ain't supposed to say, so you would check them, and they were scared of us, for real, like, one time the one boy, Turtle, when he called me the N-word, all because we all was, all his homies and me was all joking about a girl in the room, but he had a crush on that was whack, and he didn't like that shit, and all everybody coming at him, he turned to me and say, you say one more thing, I'm saying something's gonna piss you off. I'm like, yo, shorty, he say he's trying to fuck. And she's like, ew. And everybody's like, oh, she said ew. And he's like, Corey, you fucking nigger, you mean? And I fucking took his hand and slammed this shit straight against the desk. Wow. His shit bounced, and Mike Letts was right next to him, and that's his wrestling homie, and he was just like, I don't want no parts of that. You should have said that. Like, why would you say that, man?
Right.
Fuck, bro.
Days.
Dude,
like, why would you say that?
His friend check turned on him. Dude, what's wrong with you, man? You don't do that. Yo, sorry, Corey, man. I'm the fuck. Come on, man. Smack you beside his head. Now it's all his homies is treating me, man. Shit, I'm like, don't ever do that. I changed desk. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna beat this nigga the fuck up. Like, I feel like I ain't doing enough. I know he felt that shit. This shit was spinning. And that happened, but, like,
all right, well,
it wasn't really no. I mean, there was times, like, where Scheme, like, me, Scheme, and Shane will pull up on some Cockerville white boys. There'd be a bunch of shit going on because Shane might be wanting to fight one person. And I'm like, who the fuck out here?
Yo, I rode. I was there that day.
I was getting out and just started hooking.
Remember
shit.
That day? I was there. I think he was in Schemes. I thought it was his Eclipse.
Yeah,
some
we all
shit.
Hopped out
and
right
we pulled up. Yeah, dog. I think Shane had his fair one.
Niggas was scared as shit. Yeah. Nobody wanted to fight me. I said, let me fight somebody.
Yeah.
I'm not fighting you, Corey. Like, why not? Like, couple of y'all come over here and I'll fight you.
I really forgot all of that. I forgot all about
it wasn't
that shit.
With it.
Damn.
Josh Feldman, I didn't want to fight him. He kept talking shit. I could beat Corey. I'm not fighting this boy. He kept talking, and one day it got to me at the park. And when it gets to you at the park, it's different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a different atmosphere at Minch Park. Corey's not the same Corey at Octorelli's at Minch Park. So I was like, what? So then we went up to the out to the trails. He left already. So then I left. They told everybody he came back and told everybody I was scared. So that's when I was like, all right, we meet here on this Saturday. No ifs, ands, or buts. I'll be there. And I went with Dustin came with me. And I think Aaron White was up there. Everybody else lived up there. And I think Johnny came with me. Johnny come? Pretty sure. I don't know, but we went right there, we squared up, and it was just easy. Like, he just was on some, like, I don't know, like, I feel like if I could cook you in basketball, I'm gonna beat you. Like,
that's a normal attitude.
Yeah,
that's
so it's like, there's no way you got enough rhythm and speed to fuck with me, and everything I hit you with, you're gonna feel. So at first, I didn't really want to put him down, so I was hitting him with some smooth shit, but I just kept tagging him, and he couldn't get near me. And I was hitting him like, he just couldn't fuck with me. And I was like, if he comes in too close, I'm going to dump him on his fucking neck because I'm big as shit. So then once I seen that, I had him where I wanted him. I just was like, all right, I'm fucking big boy. So I winded up my right hand hard as shit. And when he came close, I faked with it. And he put all them hands up to block that side. And that whole section was open, bro. I went straight down the pipe, jab, bang.
With the other hand?
Straight jab. Oh, not even haymaker, no. Bro. Just because all my momentum was on this joint. So I just did, you know, the Sugar Ray joint. I seen it in Twilight Night so many times. I was like, I'm doing it. And this nigga flew right back into the cornfield, and everybody was like, "What's over?" Next day at school, he was shaking my hand. Was like, "My fave, I ain't going. He never talk shit again. We cool to this day." He got his own little landscape company. He hit me up like, "How you been, man?"
That's good. Funny.
And then Justin Stefanowski.
All right. So, do you remember the time you was really about to catch a dub? Diddy.
Yeah. Yeah, I brought up earlier when we was talking about hitting people's chicks, and I was like, Terrence got me back in the day.
Yeah.
When I came over there, right?
Yeah.
He was there? Yeah, that
yo.
Was crazy.
That nigga was terrified, bro.
I was
you know how I know he was terrified? Because me and Johnny was up there playing the game. He run up to the top of the steps. Yo, man, y'all gotta come outside. This nigga Corey tripping. He said, I fucked Jamie. You gotta go out there and tell him I didn't. Me and Johnny got each other lives. I ain't saying shit. Like, none of my fucking business. I'm gonna go out and see what happened. Though.
Yeah, y'all can't get enough. Y'all just sitting there like, that's this
nigga Corey, Diddy had a fence. Nigga Corey punched a hole through that jaw.
Because I was like, he came out and he kept saying, like, chill, bro, chill. And but Terrence is a wiry, fast ass nigga. He's a track star. I'm not chasing you. Just square up and take this ass off like a man, defend yourself. So I'm coming at him like, bro, just put your hands up. Just take this beating like a man, you mean? And he just kept backing up. And I had flip flops on. And he had sneakers, so it's like number rocks. So every time I get close enough to try to get to him, he get up. I can't reach him. I'm like, fuck, stop running, nigga. And I got so mad and aggravated by that I punched the first thing that was next to me and put a hole through the fucking head fence. And I just turned to him and I think I said something like, that would have been your face or some dumb shit. And I just laughed. Yeah. I took a car with my niggas and just did.
This nigga, he left, right? Then he looked at us and was like, yo, did you see how he punched that fence? That could have been me, huh?
Yeah, I don't know how long it went that I didn't talk to him, but we got cool again. I let it go. I just figured chicks is gonna be chicks, and it is what it is. But that was her piece because that was my main man. Like, you broke bread at my crib, eating cereal with my family
for years.
You hit my sweetheart. Though.
That was kind of always his weak spot. The women, the right. Chicks. So, but I remember he punched Dannon in the ear.
Dannon Stewart.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, he was out. That shit was funny. Diddy was talking to Jess. They was like arguing or whatever. This boy Dannon, he's kinda touched.
Yeah.
So he walks by. I was like, are y'all going to the game tonight or something? Are y'all going somewhere tonight? And Diddy was like, can't you see me fucking talking? And he was like, I was just trying to find out if you was going. So you ain't have to get smart. Diddy, he was talking to him. He went. He walked over. Boom, punched me right in his ear. I was like, yo, Diddy, chill. He was like, So he walked off. Then it was like, I'm cool. It didn't even hurt. But yeah, the nigga had blood coming out of his ear. I was like, oh, shit. You had to go to the nurse. Shit. And it was right outside of the nurse's station. Like, he needs some milk. He was,
you know. The Peterbilt situation, too, was a little, that wasn't a fight, though. I think I just choked Sandy. Yeah. It was just, but that was enough because that shit, he hit the ground hard and shit. Mm-hmm.
And then he came to study hall the next day and was like, I mean, I'm not racist. I mean, my grandparents are. They were part of the KKK, but that's not me. I was like, yeah, all right.
Like, boy's name was Peterbilt. That's not even your name. Like, that's like a truck company.
Yeah.
That's your nickname.
I don't even, what was his name? Scott Saber.
Saber. Yep. It's not like one of them basketball players, but
he did some shit to like Diamond when they was young.
With some racist stuff?
Yeah. They was rode the same bus. It was some shit like that. Yeah, he was, fuck him. Fuck that guy.
Yeah, all them
figures. No, the knockout I was talking about was Capri's dude.
Oh, I forgot. See, you got to remind me, bro. I'm forgetting. Yeah, that was crazy. That's what any brother would have did for their sister. You would have did it for Shaq. I don't know if you got a sister, bro, but if you did, yeah, you probably go for your sister. It's like, it's her boyfriend. I usually stay out their arguments, but I was locked up when they first got together, and my mom would tell me all the time, come and visit me, like, yeah, your sister, like, it was always good shit about him. My sister met this bull, white bull. He just moved in, he's working, and blah, blah. I'm like, cool. So then towards the end of my baby coming home, I was hearing that they're always arguing, and he's always calling her name, but your dad gets involved when it gets serious, but he tries to stay out of it because she's older now. And I'm like, all right, well, when I come home, I'm going to be trying to hear all that bitch shit and hoe shit because that's not my sister. Right. Like, so she's like, I know. I'll be telling her, like, your brother come home, you're going to chill out. She's like, I know. So I came home. And it was like a little time of me being home and shit, and like they were arguing shit. They had their little times, and I would come go in there and be like, "Yo, chill out, like y'all go out this shit. I'm trying to get some sleep." All right, my bed will quiet down, and it would be the end of it. So one night I got work, I had to work night shift at Cubicore, and I was tired of shit, and I was like, they were arguing, and I heard like, I just heard all this banging against the wall, and our walls were connected, so I just like got up and instantly went in there, like, "What the fuck's going on?" And then my sister sees me, and she's like, Corey, stop. It was me. I pushed him into the wall. He didn't touch me. And I was like, And as soon as she said that, I automatically assumed that she said he touched me. So I'm like, you put your fucking hands on my sister, I'm going to break your fucking neck. And he was like, I didn't even hit her, man. I said, who the fuck you talking to? So when I talk to you, like, you don't say nothing, fuck back. Fuck, like, what, you serious? So then my mom and dad were behind me, and they grabbed, Corey, go back in the room. Stop. There you go. Stop. Just chill out. And I'm like, I ain't the fucking aggressor, but I guess I am now. But I was like, yo, Capri, just dead it. I'm tired. Like, just let it go. Argue tomorrow when I'm not here. or later in the night when I'm not here, because if I hear something else, I don't care what happened. Right. I'm putting hands on somebody that's not going to be you because right. I love you. And that was it. And I left the room, went back in the bedroom, laid down. And you know how you go back to sleep off of something like that when you wake up off of, like real quick? You don't know if you were asleep for 5 minutes or you were asleep for a couple hours. You just know you was knocked out. Because I get right back up off of boom, boom, boom. And I hear like her door come open and hit the wall. And then somebody chucking down the steps. And I hear the front door slam open. And I hear the glass break. And I'm like, what the fuck? I get out my, open the door. I got no shirt on, basketball shorts and flip-flops. I look downstairs. I said, oh, this nigga's drawing. I seen that he must have, like, went downstairs and kicked the screen door open. After he opened the main door, he kicked the screen open. So my dad's out there like, yo, what the fuck is wrong with you, boy? Da, 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 da. Mind you, he's trash drunk. So I took, kicked the footballs off, threw my fucking suits on with no socks, went down those steps. And my dad's out there arguing. My mom's coming out of her room and hears me coming down the steps. My nephew said he's in the living room. He's like, oh, shit. And then my mom comes in front of me. She said, Corey, stop, stop. Swam right out of her. And before she could grab, I didn't have a shirt on, so she slipped right off of me. And I went outside, and my dad, before he could turn and grab me, he didn't know I was behind him. All I see is, I'm walking out there, I'm beeline, tunnel vision, all I see is him. And there was nothing that was going to stop me, but my dad was between me and him, but he's talking to him, not close or anything, but just in between us. And my dad sees what he's looking at, and he's like, and before he could even look, I'm already moved my dad out the way, and I just one-hander quitter right down the pipe, and he went straight down, hit the ground, was out for a minute. To a point where I was upstairs in my room, scared I was going to jail. Until, like, I was like, said, is he moving? And we all looked out the peephole. My sister's out there trying to talk to him. And he must have said some slick shit to her in his drunk days that she smacked him. And she came down, like, fucking let him freeze. And then we ended up going out there, helping him in the room. We carried him all the way in the bedroom, even set up the steps, laid him in the bed, and then started rolling the L while he's knocked out, sleep, snoring. His shit just keeps getting worse and worse. Like, I seen it go from being, like, red to that shit was, like, this whole section was, like, that. And to a point where I'm blown out, I was like, I can't be in here, yo. I was like, y'all can finish that. So he's like, I don't want to be in here. That shit was crazy. He's going to be hurting in the morning. And I had to go to work. So I went to work, and then the next morning, I'm, like, texting Seti. I'm like, tell Bull that I know he was drunk, but if he wants his Farrowin, I'm with it. He can be sobered up. And then he wasn't. He was all apologetic. He was like, I was out of pocket. If I ever got like that again, don't hesitate to put your hands on me. I said, I won't.
You was at the wash when that happened, because I remember you bringing.
You're right. I couldn't remember. Yeah. It was so long ago. I know it was snowing out. Yeah. It was cold as shit.
We used to get $20 tips.
Yeah, it was cold as shit because it was mad cold. I'm like, if somebody get him in a blanket, that nigga's out there like.
Yeah, out, I couldn't believe that shit. He was really out.
It wasn't even the hit that I hit him with. It was the hit when he hit the ground. I didn't know if he smacked his head and shit. That's the dangerous one. Yeah, I'm like, but he was out. I was like, oh shit! I ain't never put somebody out like that. It was to touch that button.
Right, yeah. That button.
Yeah, that button turned him off.
All right. That's not going to plug it to you. Yeah. The Xbox hit him with that. Put it, boop. So give us your Johnny tale.
I got a lot of Johnny stories, man. Like, what do you want, a drunk John or a typical walking on the night so we used to take our walks?
Drunk Johnny is the best.
Okay, so.
And the worst.
The worst. This is the funny one, though. And it wasn't like he did anything crazy, just Johnny being Johnny. Like, Chantel and Maisha was having a birthday party, a hotel party for one of their birthdays back in the day. Me, AJ, Dustin, and I want to say Donnie Thompson all went. And we all went down in AJ's car. Me and Johnny, basically young boys out of everybody. And we go down there. We right in Center City. They got, you know, their dad used to spend money for them. So they got a nice-ass top floor joint in the Center City. Like, double doors that connect the rooms where, like, it's like a T. Like, you have two different car keys. Yeah. There's one of them crazy joints. We up there. There's nothing but bottles up that joint. So we up there mingling. They got a couple of boys they knew from the, I guess, Chantel going to school. Wherever she went, I guess she had a couple of her homies. There was a couple of, like, Philly boys there that were, they were all right. I can't remember them now. But
my dad said she went D13.
That's funny as shit. That's funny as shit. So we all there having a good time and shit, drinking and shit. So somebody must have dared Johnny that he wouldn't mix all the liquors on the table and take and drink out of the red cup. He's like, I'll drink that shit. He's like, you won't drink, so I won't. So they mixed that shit. It was Belvedere. It was like every top shelf and then any midline and then any low shelf vodka on his table that people had. I mean, Vladimir might even been on the fucking table. Who knows? But it was loud, Belvy and big bottles. Everything was huge, like them big joints. So he mixed it, filled the whole cup to the brim. This joint was, I don't know, weird ass color because it was clears and browns and hypnotic in there. It was a lot of shit in there, bro. And Johnny's, all you saw was Johnny take that joint back, bro. It's Adam's apple. You know, you're trying to get that strong ass Adam's apple. That joint was, you just see that joint just chugging that shit back. Like, I said, yo, he's wilding. Finish it all. That goal. Told y'all. From that point on, from the rest of the night, you could just see the progression of his being drunk. Just progress. Uh-huh. Every, like, I don't know if it was even at every hour. It was like every 5 minutes you look. Anytime you looked at Johnny, then went back to talk to someone else and went back to Johnny, something was different about him. Like, he went from his hat being perfectly low to now it went up, back, to on the tip of his head. And then he was slurring. Once it got to the tip of his head, then his slurring.
Yo, his slurring is the worst.
Got worse.
Yo, that shit.
Got bad. He was
strong. He be slurring like shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he was bad, yo. So then the point where his head was just perfectly backwards and he was just gone. He was in a chair. Like, we're all like, yo, Johnny's fucked. Now the sun getting ready to come up. We got to go get the car. And
he drove?
No, AJ drove. So they're like, we got to go walk and get the car. You know how parking is in Center City and shit. So they had to walk a different blocks to get the car. Johnny can't walk with us. So I got him. I'm holding him up. He's dead to the world. Mm-hmm. They pull up, get him in the back seat. Whole ride back from the city, this nigga is irritating me in the back seat because I said, I love you, bro, but if you throw up on me, I'm fucking you up back here. He's just like, bro, I'm about to be sick, bro. He can't believe it. He laid on me. I'm like, bro, don't get sick, bro. You can lay your head on my shoulder. You're my guy.
But is he just fucking with you?
No, he's fucked really up, bro. He was over there. I just kept looking at him. He was just like, you could just tell, bro. Yeah. I just felt bad. Like, that's my guy. So I'm like, damn, bro. She didn't drink that shit. Like, so I'm like, yo, where we at, bro? We gonna get breakfast? So we can't get breakfast. Johnny fucked up. I'm like, I know. I'm gonna just go back to your crib. Cause I'll order something, figure something out. I'll chef up. I said, bet. So we go back to AJ's crib. We look at the apartment across from Rocco and Anna's. Mm-hmm. So we pull out, we park, and Johnny's like, my dad's coming to get me. We're like, why? He's like, my dad's coming to get me. Like, right now, he's like, he's on his way. So we're like, so you wanna leave right here by the car? He's like, yeah, just leave me here. AJ's like, yeah, just leave the car on door unlocked, bro. When your dad pull up, just get out the car and go in. I'm like, I'm about to wait with him. And then now Johnny's like, you know, I'm going to go. So we all go up the stairs, and I don't know why we left and forgot about it. But we went upstairs, thought his dad came and got him. Niggas went up there, ate, fell asleep. It's now the sun's up, and it's hot as fuck. It's summertime. It's hot as shit out there. I'm ready to leave to go home now. I'm like, Hov, I'm about to go home. I'm going to fuck over. I'll holler at you later. It's probably going on like 12 in the afternoon. I go down the apartment steps. AJ's jumping all the way to the top, so you got to go all the way down. I leave. I see AJ's back passenger's side door's open, and it's on the other side of me, so I'm like, oh, this nigga left the door open. I go over there, Johnny's hanging out that joint, sweating fucking bullets, and his shirt got the fucking crazy sweat ring. I said, nigga, you been here the whole time? Oh, you probably got heat stroke, bro. I fucking had to go to the call box. AJ, come down here ASAP, bro. Johnny fucked up. He never got out your car. I said, what? No, AJ get the sting. So he came down. We carried him up that joint. And then, like, I think Johnny slept it off until he, like, I didn't see Johnny for, like, 3 or 4 days after that until he called me one day and was like, bro, I died, bro. And I'm back. Yeah, I said, yo, he said, he ain't do shit but just throw up, drink water, go back to sleep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He said, that drink was death, bro. I said, bro, that joint fucked you up in all of an hour.
Yeah.
Every increments of 20 minutes, he was getting trashed.
It's crazy how when you young, you really be like, give it to me, I'll drink it.
Yeah,
he was like, fuck it. Like, without, yeah, goddamn.
I remember when me and, Science, Terrence, that passed away, mm-hmm. R.I.P. the cuz and shit. Well, one time we went to a heck-ass party with some girls. I was like, we had a meeting up, and I'm like, oh, shit, cuz, let's go to this party. We ended up going with them in the back seat, right, way out in the bumble, out between, I don't know, like, between Coryville and Gap. It was somewhere in between there. They got us, they talking about, you want to take a shot? I'm like, yeah, we think it's a regular vodka. They put Everclear in that joint. Next thing you know, me and Terrence in somebody else's car, in a random car, we was checking doors, find a car unlocked. We fell asleep in the driver's seat, passenger seat. We woke up on the couch, that they must have found us, carried us in and shit.
I know you don't drink heavy. You got stories of you, like, throwing up all crazy?
All the time. I threw up yesterday, 2 days ago. What are you talking about? Johnny knows.
That's how I throw it.
Bro, I throw up, bro. I hate it, bro. Beer doesn't do it to me. Liquor.
Right.
Beer, I've been drinking beer a lot lately, and it's just my shit, but, like, liquor does me dirty, bro. It's just feel like my body can't go to sleep until I get it out of me, bro.
Right.
I don't know why. I don't matter if I eat before, if I eat a little bit after, if I eat a little bit before. I try different shit. If I get to a certain point where I'm like, I'm done drinking, or if I keep getting to that limit, I'm like, fuck it, keep pouring up. And it don't matter if it's mixed drinks, shots. So, I mean, I got the one Johnny already told y'all before, like, how, like I think with the nosebleed and all that. Mm-hmm. Remember that? Yeah, he told that one. But I've got funny joints, like, I'm gonna tell you when it happened just a couple days ago. I came home and I went to Rocco Nana's. I put that status up about how they suck because I ordered a cheesesteak. I couldn't wait to get them and fuck this joint up. I get there and they give me an order to fucking beet coop and shit. Yeah, he gave my order to him. So I'm like, oh, I've been here way longer than him. Like, she's like, my bad. So I'm like, just give my money back because now I'm fucked up. And I'm like, I need to eat something ASAP. So I go to McDonald's, get my McDonald's. Pick the shorty up. She come over. She kicking it with me. I'm tense. She's like, yo, you're fucked up. I was like, ain't I? So as I'm eating McDonald's, I put it down. And she's like, you're done? I was like, yeah. I only ate like 3 bites out of this whole thing. I ordered like a Big Mac, large, with nuggets. All types of shit. I didn't know why. I was just hungry.
Right.
Bro, I fucked the food up. And then I was just, not half of it. And then I was just sitting there. And I kept doing that nut ass burp shit. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, you all right? I was like, I'm good. And then like I was sitting there. And then the next burp came and I was like, yeah, I'll be back. Like, I go to go upstairs and shit, and like somehow I was in the bathroom, so I'm like, yo, I'm one of my nephews and shit. I'm like, no, this ain't that. So I ran out back, and I just gave it.
Today is not today.
And I'm a violent, like, I don't know if you received it up, but I'm one of them niggas that's mad loud. Like, I just can't help it. I try not to, but it's how it come out. I hate that shit.
That's fucking funny. Damn.
But I'm vicious. I never was like the one to just throw up out of nowhere or nothing like that. I know when it's coming. I know my body. Like, I'll leave the party and dip off to the secluded area. If we're at a house party, I'll go to the neighbor's yard and
you never cut had like
spite as shit.
You never had like you in front of people and you do this and throw up, just start.
Oh no.
Worst.
Oh, one time I was with scheming them and we was on the way back from the strip club, I think, one night, or one of the places we was at, Philly, and I was fucked up, and I thought I was throwing up in a bag the whole time, and when we got into some light, that shit was all on my lap, and I was sick. They was like, bro, I was like, nigga, take me home.
But yo, it's one time, right? Scheme came down here to Philly. He rode with us. Came down. It was his cooking. It was his party. So he's like, he's eating this food. My man Christian had made. He's like, damn, yo, this chicken, all that. Damn, this shit good. Yo, I got another place. He's getting all these plates. He's eating it, but he's drinking too.
Right.
So we leave. He riding with us. He in the back like this. I'm like, yo, Scheme, you good? Yeah, I'm good, bro. Stop, put the window down. All right, they put the window down. I'm like, you need a bag? Yeah, I think so. So all we had in the car was the brown bag they give you at the liquor store.
Right.
So we give him the brown bag.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, so he's in the back giving it up. All right. Gets the bright idea. I'm going to throw this bag out the window while we're on 76.
Going fast as shit.
Going 80 miles an hour or wherever we was. I don't even know if we... I think we had to get on 76 because I was living in Quarryville at the time, so we had to take the ride.
Right.
So, yeah. Throws it out the window. The bag immediately burst everywhere. Oh, man. The rest of the ride smelled like chicken.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Just like chicken. I was like, yo, this is some bullshit. He hit me up the next day like, my fault, bro. I was like, yeah, it's your fucking fault.
I got a funny story with him. Drinking Four Locos. We already go out dub. We already beat up with the chicks. Remember Liana and them?
Mm-hmm.
We were allowed to cook. Yeah, we went to pick up with them just to chill before we head out to Westchester. So I guess I threw it in my apartment out here. We're like, bet. We go over there. It's me, him, and this one bull named, I can't remember the bull's name. Dwayne, I think. He used to live in Coastville. White bull. He moved out of Waste a long time ago. But it's us three. He's like, bro, my stomach hurting, bro.
Oh,
I'm like, you good? He's like, bro, I got the bubble guts, bro. I don't think I can get out the car, bro. You know how jaws hit you wrong sometimes. I was like, bro, you just hold it till we get in the crib. He's like, bro, I'm not taking shit in Shorty's crib, bro. No. Me and Dwayne, like, bro, you got to, bro. What else are you going to do? Like, if you can't make it to the store right now for us to pull out and go to the store. He's driving, too. Mind you, got the red charger. It's just me and I'm in the front seat, the way in the back of one of us. I forget. So he's like, bro, I'm going to have to just mean take a shit here, bro. Like, you going to take a shit in the parking lot, bro? He's like, bro, I have to, bro. He's like, it's coming, bro. It's coming. He keeps saying that shit over again. Me and Dwayne in the car are crying. Like, he's sweating. He's like, bro, it's not even funny. Stop fucking. He's like laughing because he's like, stop making me fucking laugh. Like, then he's like, fuck it. I don't care. He gets out, goes in front of the car. And like, he's like, turn the car lights off, cuz. I'm like, turn them off. He just goes right down. You just see it disappear. You just see the back of his head. He's just like, oh my God. Like, we just in the car crying right now, right? Then all of a sudden he's like, yo, bro. Like, nigga, what's up? Bro, I need something to wipe my ass, bro. No homo, bro. You gotta get me something, bro. What you want me to get, bro? I got nothing here, bro. He's like, bro, check my trunk. I go to the trunk. I said, Jenna got some diapers back. He said, fucking give me the diapers. That shit was the funniest. We get in there. We go to Shorty's crib. He instantly, like, sees me go in there. We all, me and Dwayne already, like, we can't even, like, control ourselves. Like we're just dying laughing. And she's like, damn, I still remember shit like it was yesterday. She's like, what's going on, guys? He's like, yo, can I use your bathroom? from that point on. And we had a whole walk up there. He's like, yo, don't say nothing, dog. Real rap. I said, bro, they gonna come out here tomorrow and see human shit in that parking lot and be like, what the fuck is going on out here? He's just laughing. Like, shut up, bro. Don't say nothing, bro. I'm gonna go here and clean myself up. We're gonna be cool. Go out, dub, have a good time. Like, all right. We go in there, dip up to the bathroom. We from the rip. Like, yo, that nigga just took a shit in your parking lot. His stomach was all fucked up. But they're like, why didn't you just use the bathroom here? I said, that's what we said. He said, he wanna take a shit here. Just to come in and wipe his ass still, clean himself up. That was some funny shit. Like,
oh my god.
That was the funniest shit, bro. Like, this nigga's really over there shitting, dog.
Outside.
Hope he's out on Lopez.
Yeah.
It's over.
Fuck it. I'd have got away with it. I'd have been right in that bathroom.
Yeah, I mean, bro, you already know how we would have got down. Yo, where your bathroom is? ASAP.
Yeah, fuck it. I'm just going to sit there until the smell go away, if anything. It's got courtesy flush. That's
it. Keep flushing the smell go away.
Yeah, thanks. That's what we do in jail, courtesy flush.
This white girl said they used to do. This white girl said she used to do a parachute poop. Like, if she was shitting in the, like, the stalls, she didn't want people in there to hear the sound of it dropping into the toilet, so she would catch it with toilet paper.
Oh my god, it's called a parachute poop. That is fucking weird.
That's octorare shit.
That's weird.
Just flush while you... taking the shit.
Yeah.
I guess she didn't want to hear that bloop.
You don't hear it. You hear it.
She was just laying it in. I don't know.
Laying it in.
She's
Kyrie.
She got buckets.
Jelly.
Jelly. Yeah. That's funny as shit.
Yeah.
God said she laid it in.
For real. Bucket and one. Yeah, I don't know, man. I think that's it. Like, you got kind of the other...
We need to do a part 2.
Yeah, for sure.
Really good.
Ooh, man. Yeah, we had 2 hours and 17 minutes. This is a good pod. This is amazing. Next time, I'm going to find a way to pod and it not be fucking hot as hell in here.
Oh, yeah, you're good, bro. It definitely is fucking steamy.
Yeah, I mean...
Summer
is over.
What we do for the content.
This shit is crazy how summer... We didn't even have a summer. Niggas ain't going nowhere. That shit was whack, but
I know I'm actually thinking about trying to go to Cali or Denver within the next couple weeks for like a week or two. Just because I've never been out the state.
Yeah, you gotta go somewhere. You went to Maryland.
I don't count. I've been to Chicago too, at Jordan camp, but
Delaware. Here we go. We getting somewhere.
Like West Coast,
Jersey.
Trying to see some shit.
Right. Nah, for sure. It's out there. Don't Ronnie live out there, right?
Yep. My brother used to live out there.
Does your weed license travel?
No, it's just for PA.
Would it be easy for you to, like, go somewhere else and get one, though? Like,
well, you don't really need to go anywhere. You don't need to get one if you go to Cali or Denver, because it's recreational legal in some spots that you go to, so everybody's up there smoking weed, you feel me? So you can go to a dispensary without an ID and just buy something, without a medical card and buy something.
Yeah, man.
You have to be a resident of that state to even apply for a card. So for you to go there and get a Cali card would probably be too much of a process.
Right.
Yeah, this lady at my job got me some gummies from out there. Had me stuck, melted right here on this couch.
Yeah.
Them Jones was crazy. I gave C like a little piece of it, like a corner of it. And she was like, this isn't doing much. I was like, you want some more?
Right.
She was like, yeah. So I was like, take what you want. So she took a bite. So we got home, did what we did, and she was just sitting there like, I don't want to be high anymore.
Oh, gosh,
like,
right.
I'm so high.
Come,
this is like,
down.
Like, cause she kept going up. Like, I don't think she was expecting it. Cause that shit, it wasn't no joke. Like, I would take a little piece of it and go hoop, and I'd be locked the fuck in.
Right,
like,
right.
This, let's go. I was hooping when I took, when I was off of them Jones. That shit was, it was a different type of focus. Like, you know how you be feeling like every move feel like it's the greatest move in the world.
Right.
That shit, when you be locked in, you hit it, you, when you, It's like your whole body be clicking on the jumpers. You just be like, oh yeah, let's get it. It was one of them. And I was I felt like I was playing deep, but I was getting cooked. Because I, like, you know how, like, when you be high, you be high sometimes, and you be like, yo, where the fuck is my man?
Right, right,
and then he'd
right.
score a fuck. And then he'll get an offensive rebound bucket. I'm like, yo, I think I'm getting cooked. This is some bullshit. I think they, nobody's saying nothing. Like, but I feel like I'm getting cooked. So, yeah. But, man, I appreciate you taking this trip out here.
Yeah, no doubt, bro.
You know, this was good. We're definitely going to do this again because you had to get yours back because we was talking about you on Johnny's podcast.
Right, right, right.
But it's all love. You already know. But, yeah, man. You got anything you want to play? Or
no, I'll see him with you.
I don't know. I'm about to. I ain't playing nothing. I'll put some oldies on. This shit?
Turn it on. I don't know what you're talking about. Loose ends.
Okay, yeah, I love it.
Videos are
good. You sang. Oh,
shit.
These intros is long as hell.
That's how, you know, y'all,
SOS band. That's What's it say? Oh, yeah.
I was just listening to that on the way over here.
That's that shit. Well, I don't know. We signed it out. Corey, you want them to find you?
You cut off the song.
Yeah, you want them to find you? Instagram, Facebook,
Venmo,
Twitter. Yeah, that's funny as shit. Now, you can add me on Facebook, Corey Lamar, KHORILAMAR, and Instagram, I think it's the same thing, Corey, or it's underscore Corey Lamar 21, I think, underscore, I don't even
know. What if, let me ask you this before we leave, like, let's say there was a white woman that came to you and was like,
Corey Lamar underscore Corey Lamar underscore,
hey, I want to fuck you and I want to pay you, and like, she was alright, and then after you did it, if you was to say, alright, I'll do it. She came to you and said, now I have friends that want to do it, too. Would you make a business out of it?
I don't know. I feel like, I don't know if I could, because it'd be fun, because I do, like, every chick that I'd be dealing with, I'd be liking at some point. It's just, I don't like them to a point where I want to spend my life with them or nothing like that. But I ain't the type to just, I get uncomfortable, too, you feel what I'm saying? I don't like when, you feel what I'm saying? Like, if a chick just walked up on me like that, I'd be like, fuck, what type of time you want? Like, are you burning? Like, are you... Why you buying pussy if you look alright? You got money. Why you buying dick? I mean, like,
that's the easiest way to do it.
Yeah, I feel you, but it also gotta be like,
what's your motive?
Yeah, where you spot me at? Like, what makes you come up to me? Like, you got friends? What? And if it goes to success and I get paid a couple dollars, and then the chief said I got friends, I don't know. I mean, maybe it depends on where I'm at in my own life, to be honest.
Right.
If it's nothing, make you want to quit your job for me to fuck some single white Johns or whoever Johns. I don't know if I even got it like that. I'm about to be on the perkies or fuck with the blue pills. I like to fuck, but I don't know if I got it like that. Just be on beck and call.
On go.
Yeah, because if I don't give them what they want to get, I get out.
They already paid.
There's going to be girls out there that read this and be like, yeah, that nigga ain't beat mine up. Like, yeah, you wasn't it. Let's get yours before I get mine.
Or like the thing that everybody else does.
My chick gonna find out I'm here. I got to get it.
You just got to say if they didn't send their deposit. Like, if they try to make that shit public, like, yeah, that shit wasn't really slamming like that. You spot, man. You ain't sending the deposit like you said you was going to.
That should talk about one day.
That's a good one.
What is it?
It's like chicks that you might have messed with. Say you wasn't a good person. You didn't make a mistake as a man. You might have cheated in any past relationships. And you say you messed with a chick, and you might not even dick that side joint or that jump off down the way you would have dicked her down. It was a quick little bust, and you got about her. They might tell her, I hit you before. That shit was weak. That shit was... He busted quick. But in reality, it's like, I can't even come in a situation and dick you down with an A grade A, because then you're going to bring a whole bunch of energy to my relationship that I don't need. So, of course, I'm going to make it the... I'm just here to get this nut off.
Yeah, for sure.
I didn't want to jerk off tonight.
For sure.
So, yeah. It's like, it's just funny, because they be trying to give you a red rep, but it's like, that's your perspective, because it's going to be another bunch of girls that say the opposite.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
So that should be funny to me.
Yeah. We're going to leave it there.
On that topic, were you about to play Joel Santana?
Yeah,
what's up?
I ain't playing nothing.
I was listening to some Jewels the other day.
I played this shit.
It was,
oh, Welcome Home Fresh. Jewels. We didn't say that.
Oh, yeah.
You realize that? Hey, that's home. Your favorite rapper.
Yeah, Once Upon a Time.
Thanks, bro. Bandana.
Huh?
The
sure, so you got the bandana on now.
Talk your shit up, lay back. Listen to me. For real. Space goes, you know? It's my time, as always. If you kick it on the strip, you know the ticket on the brick. But them rat niggas are snitching, get the flipping on the click. Pussy niggas is loud with the blick of their rip. But the golden niggas is silent when they lift it off their head. All you heard was a shot flute. Tried to get the lesson, but messages never got through. Why you think I'm rolling the roaches up? Probably on the island, my niggas sipping the coconut.